However, after World War II, the number of business operators in Japan has been decreasing. One of the reasons for this is that Japanese cuisine has become westernized. As a result, refined sake and soy sauce have been eroded by relatively new categories. Beer and wine have replaced refined sake, and mayonnaise and dressing have replaced soy sauce. In 2020, the number of refined sake business operators reduced to approximately 1,200, and that of soy sauce business operators to approximately 1,100. These numbers were less than one-tenth of those seen in their heydays. The same can be said regarding the number of shipments. The amount of refined sake shipped in 2020 was approximately 400,000 kiloliters, which is just one-third of that during the heyday of refined sake, and that of soy sauce is approximately 700,000 kiloliters, two-thirds of that of soy sauce during its heyday. In Japan, the declining birth rate and aging population are showing no sign of touching the bottom, making the revival of this traditional domestic industry difficult, at least in the immediate future.